Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Coach Unplugged is brought to you by great people over at teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. Here is your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Happy Friday. Episode 586 of Coach Unplugged. We're going to do part two today. Before we do that, I'd ask you to subscribe and like to not only this podcast, but High School Hoops. If you could leave a review, they're free. They're easy to do, and they do mean a lot, and I read every one of them. Also, go over and check out Coach Unplugged. Coach Unplugged. That's it. You can tell it's Friday, and I've been cooped up. Go over and check out Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. They will take really good care of you. Tell them I sent you. They'll give you $350 off your next purchase. And then go over and check out teachhoops.com. Like I said, all week, you know, we've been doing nightly calls at 8 o'clock. But even more important than that, you know, spring's coming, summer's coming. You know, I've been where you have been. You know, I know we've all had problems with COVID-19. I know we all have problems with getting our guys to play hard. I know we have problems with parents and all of that. You know, we have a plan. I have a plan. I've used it. It's been successful. You know, so come join us at teachhoops.com right now. Prices will never be lower. There's still a 14-day free trial. It is a great time to come join our community. You won't find a better basketball community. You won't find a community that has all the stuff that we have on the web. You just won't. So come over and join us. And let's head off to part two of Office Hours. Bye.
Locker room. He introduces him at halftime of the varsity. He makes like that varsity thing. That's where the little girls want to go.
Yeah, they did that once this year.
Yeah.
So
they got to do as many different – that's where you got to try to get the high school coach to get on board and say, hey,
yeah,
if you want to win, here's how we can do this. We'll set it up. You just got to tell us, let's do this, let's do that, let's do that. And I've told Jake this. I've said it on podcast. The street cred for a girl basketball player is not the same as the street cred for a boys basketball player.
Absolutely. Like,
there's no playground cred to be a girls basketball player when you're now it's getting better than it was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
But it's not, if you're a third grader and you can hoop, you got cred, you know? Girls is not necessarily the case. It's getting better. It's better than it was, you know, 20 years ago. And
another thing too with girls, and I coach girls soccer, Chris, and I started with like the age level you're talking about, fourth and fifth grade, girls listen better than boys. Mm-hmm. So if you can build fundamentals now, they're so much fun to coach.
Yeah.
So
like, yeah.
I really think that you're in a good position. I think you go have fun with it. You've got it. That varsity coach has got to give you those missing pieces. But if you have numbers and girls want to listen and have fun, sooner or later, all the success will take care of itself.
And the key is getting good youth coaches. I'm telling you. Like, I always go into my youth meeting, one of my youth meetings, and say, you better not be this kid's last coach. I don't want you to be. I might be, but I don't want you.
Now, I'll tell you, we had, and I don't want to, if Jason has questions, I don't want to
Keep going, guys, keep going.
Okay. I wanted to ask you about that, actually. What we're seeing, and tell you the truth, I had an head coach, I was an assistant coach for my daughter's team last year. Now, I wasn't going to. I was going to be assistant again. They didn't have enough volunteers. I'm like, you know what? Last second, I did it. So what I found was that I just forgot how much I loved being in the gym. Like, honestly, I loved basketball growing up. And I just kind of forgot about it for whatever reason. So, but what's happened is, obviously, what we're seeing, and this is where things are a little tough, I think, for us, is that they have, during the season, obviously not every coach is created equal.
Right.
And who volunteers, which I'll never say a volunteer is bad in any way, because they volunteered. They needed people, they volunteered.
Right.
Where my issue, especially with the younger kids, and I think this is probably should be the case all the time, but gym space is an issue, is, I mean, ideally we need, I feel we should take it out partially, at least with the skills work, once a week, even during the season. even during the season.
Go to your homework.
Exactly. Yeah, work on your cover bonds. Get out of here. You're working on our basketball. We're going to have basketball basics once a day in our schedule. So.
Oh, nice. There you go. That's good. But what I was saying was, like, again, like, I know of one team this year, the coach wasn't that great. Again, he volunteered. I can't say anything bad about him.
Right.
But I also know those kids didn't learn anything, and I had people tell me that, you know. And I feel bad for the girls, you know, because, again, like you said, and I saw that, I think, because I did the USA basketball thing.
Yep.
I signed up for it, and that was, Steve, is because of one of your podcasts with the guy that runs it.
Showalter. No, is it Showalter? No, Don?
Yes, that was it. That was it.
It's Don.
Yeah.
It's Don.
And that was great. I loved it. I think all coaches should have that in town. I think it's awesome how they've set that up. Where was my train of thought going? But
no, so the question is, this is where you get the high school coach involved. Like, we don't, for our non-travel teams, for our school teams, we actually help pick the teams.
Yeah.
I want to take the parents out of the equation a little bit. Just because I think it's healthier for everybody involved. Otherwise, it becomes like a little league-ish, where
all the
pitchers in the same team kind of thing. That makes it hard. You're probably not maybe at that stage yet to be able to do that.
Yeah.
But I think this is where if you spell out what a practice should look like and you spell out other things.
Yeah, I get you. That makes sense.
Here's your practice.
Yeah.
Here's what you should do. Here's what games you should play. Yeah. Here's like, okay. That's where the high school coach can come into play, because what they specifically want.
I got you.
Well, that's a great point too, but like, we also have this discussion. There's so many drills out there. Like, choose four or five of the best drills for each concept and say, this is what we're going to do. You know, yeah. I'm right now, I just took a new job in the soccer world. I'm what's called a youth academy director in our local club here. And so, like, I've looked at all my players, all my coaches' practice plans. I said, well, we need to be more structured, same this way. These are the things that I need. So, like, I think that you guys have to come up with, what does our practice look like? Do we always start with ball handling? What kind of ball handling drills do we do? How are we going to master shooting? How are we going to master passing? Because then you spend less time teaching the drill and more time doing things that you can develop, the IQ piece.
Right.
Yeah.
So maybe you want to work on the left hand. Here's five drills that work on dribbling with the left hand. I'm just picking
something
out of my head. And then you vary them, because you don't want to do the same drill
every
day, because they get bored. So here's five that you want to do, and then pick one, and then go through that one, do the next one, and then you just vary it. And then, you know, if you pick five and you just recycle those five.
It's like creating a menu. You want to create a menu and then have those coaches pick them every single. And I think with the basketball world out there and with us, we can help you, give you some drills, but you could literally construct your own menu, and then you would be able to have consistency and guarantee that every girl in that program is hitting all the key things they need to learn.
That's where the high school coach comes in. It's like, maybe they need to work on, you know, not a third grade, but maybe we're talking about middle school. Maybe they need to work on a type of screen or a type of slip or type of shot. Maybe they're in this. Maybe they need to be able to hit an elbow shot, or I don't know, or something close to the basket. So that's where I think the high school coach can help. You know, the problem is there's so many drills out there. You can't do all
that. Yeah, I know.
You got to take all the noise, and you got to narrow it down to, like, you know, here's what we need to do. And that's where the high school coach, I think, can help with that. If you go and say, I need help, I want them to become better dribblers, can you help me? And then he or she, I don't know if it's a he or she, but they might be able to even get in the gym in the summer if they have their guys or gals and be able to film some stuff for you or do it, like just to show them what they specifically need.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, that's great. That's great advice. I like that. Yeah, because my first thinking was, okay, we'll still hold a skills thing during the week, but there's not enough courts, I think, to handle all that court time, at least.
Right.
To do that for all the leagues. But at least if we could handle it for the spring, the summer, and the fall, and then turn it over to the coaches for the season, and then obviously, you know.
Right. And then if you've worked on those skill sets, then those coaches don't have to work as much on that. So it's not,
gotcha.
That variation won't be as big. And, yeah.
Okay, great.
And you said you got a lot of other dads or other people that are involved. Start to delegate. You know, like, here are the concepts. All right, I'm going to focus on these are the best shooting drills. I want you to focus on passing or what people are really good at. Like, me and Steve always talk about what are our strengths and weaknesses as a coach. I can tell you I could write a whole book on finishing. I love finishing around the rim. I could do 100 different drills. That's my big thing. And Steve's got obviously more different strengths about different things as well. So if you can build on what the other coaches' strengths are, you can really choose a menu of really good stuff. And then it's not all on your shoulders either, Chris. And then what the other thing in the leadership world is, programs are more successful when they're co-constructed by the community. So if you're all got your hands into it and everybody's co-constructing together, you're going to have more the longevity in the long run. Because once you walk away, who's going to do it? You know, it's got to be, you got to constantly keep funneling those people.
Right.
And I think there's people that want to do it. I think that what we're running into is we're running into some egos, unfortunately, which I think is always a thing. I know. But I think that we could put it together. But I'm trying to, and that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to get people together. I'm like, let's sit down. Let's talk about this. And they're like, and they're all kind of being a little shifty in regards to, hey, I got this idea, blah, 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 which is fine. And, you know, and I told them, I'm like, listen, you could take the credit. I don't care. You could run the damn thing. I don't care. But let's work together to get this together so it works properly.
Right.
You know, and
it's a machine that, like, my youth program will run when I leave. I know that.
Yeah.
It's perfect. That's all I want. I want the machine to keep running once it's gone.
Can I ask you one question, Chris? Because I'm going to give my take on everything in regards to this. And Steve has said it over and over. And the white elephant in the room kind of is, how is the high school program right now? And how well is that high school coach doing right now within the program for the girls?
He's new. I don't know much about it. This is, again.
Hey, Coach, I hope you're enjoying the podcast. If you are, there's a bunch of ways you can help us out. First of all, you can subscribe and like here and leave a review. Those are really important to us and help us get the word out about this great game. Second thing is you can go over and check out us on YouTube, Teach Hoops. We have all sorts of videos we're putting up. About every other day, we put a video on Teach Hoops. You can also go over to our Amazon link, www.teachhoops.com/Amazon. Bookmark that every time. It's an easy way, free way for us to get a small little kickback every time you buy something on Amazon. It doesn't cost you anything, and it allows us to pay for our hosting fees. And you'd be surprised how expensive it is to do a podcast. And the last thing is make sure you go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. You know, this is the time that all of us want to become better coaches. We ask our players to become better coaches or better coaches. We ask our players to improve their craft. You should improve yours. So go over and check it out. Let's head back to the podcast.
My first year kind of watching, they had a rougher year. I know they lost one of their better players to a private school. So that was kind of their shooter score, real scorer. Anyway, it's good. The girls were good, but it's just
a decent year. Were they above 500? Did they have some success?
They're around 500, I would say.
So, like, in my opinion, then your program is only going to be successful once that varsity coach gives a little sense of leadership, and that's the reality of it all. You know, you're not going to get rid of egos unless that person steps up to the plate and says, "This is what I want." Okay, mm-hmm. And it's noticed. And then sooner or later, then you can take control of it. But, like, literally everybody else is going to have their ego till in a community. I don't know how big your community, I don't care what community you are. It's what Steve Collins has said in the past. This is how I want things done at Madison Memorial, or myself, Jake Stager at Mayville High School. This is what I want, and everybody follows it. That varsity coach needs to step up, and you need to have some honest conversation with them. He needs to put on his big boy pants and say, hey, this is what I want, and to move forward. I mean,
really. Wow. I'm not going to go get some coffee.
He said 100 times today, he's like, well, you got to keep asking the varsity coach what they want. No. The varsity coach needs to tell it what they want, and let's move forward if he really wants to be successful. Or guess what? He's going to get run out of town sooner or later. That's the reality.
It's the reason. So here's the issue too, Chris, is our tournament, we only made it to the Elite Eight, and they called the tournament off. These communities were really hurting because they're all playing in late March because they've been doing that stuff since they were in fourth grade. That's why it's hurting so much. It's not like they just threw all these kids together and all of a sudden they became good.
Exactly.
So I think it's not like a college team where, you know, some of these kids have been, and it ended like that. That's the problem. Yeah. That's why these communities are really hurting.
I just feel horrible, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I feel horrible for them. Yeah. But I think that's the issue is, like, there has to be buy-in. And I think what Jake was saying, I only heard half of it because I had to go fill my coffee up. But I think that someone needs to be the top dog.
Yeah.
Like, someone needs to run the ship. There's going to be one captain. Now, maybe it's someone that runs the youth program.
Yeah.
And it's not the high school coach, whatever. I mean, but the buck's got to stop somewhere, I think.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, it makes sense.
That's where you got to talk to the high school coach. It's like, it shouldn't be the high school coach. I have my AD. And we hire somebody, former UW Badger player, blah blah blah. He runs it, and my AD, that's president.
Okay, so you guys run it through the high school.
We do. We have a board. The girls' coach is on the board. I'm on the board. We've got a couple of parents on the board. We have our AD on the board, and we have a non-parent, non-whatever running it. Like, has no. Both his boys are in.
Oh wow. Okay. Jobs. Interesting.
So. And we run it through a 501c. It's a whole tax free thing.
Yeah.
Because we're an urban school, so we have kids that can't afford. We have all sorts of other issues. We got to write grants. We got to do stuff like that. So, but I go to the board meetings like four times a year and say what I think and eat the nachos that they buy me. And
we have no idea who's on the board. I don't even know who's on the board.
Right. So I think that's
It's not on the website. Right? I don't know.
Who's on the board? Who's making the decisions? Because all the stuff, all the work's not going to pay off unless there's some laws.
And that's why I want to almost go in with a proposal, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, that I just want to be organized, have people on board and say, hey, this is what I think we should be doing. And I like your, you know, again, the high school coach is on board and being able to say that and have them, that person advocate for the program.
Okay, so let me. I put that on my list. I will email my AD or text my AD and ask him for our bylaws and all that kind of stuff that we set up. You know, we have an annual meeting because if you run a 501c, you have to have an annual meeting, all that kind of stuff, whatever it's called. So we have all that stuff, all the bylaws, how people are voted in, how people are voted out. You know, the head girls and head boys coach are automatically on the board. So I haven't run for it. I'd be okay if I wasn't on it. Yeah. But, okay. So
okay. I'll do that. Awesome. Thank you.
Yep. All right, Jason, what else? Do you have a youth program where you are?
No, but I felt like the whole segment was you were talking to me, the varsity girls coach, so.
That's good. You going to put your big boy pants on or what?
I know. Oh, Jason from Brantford, Connecticut. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's funny too because I talked about outreach to like our elementary and junior high schools, and our AD's like hands off, like you can't go talk to them. I'm like, okay, well, I'll play hands off. I mean, I don't know. I think that came down from the principal. I think there was prior regimes that had done some recruiting for like. In our district, there are four high schools, so you can transfer. And I don't know if shenanigans were happening before I came in. So
right,
our AD,
so that might be it too. I'm guessing it's different everywhere.
Yeah, but no, I like the idea of meeting up. I thought about doing like a coaches clinic with local youth teams, just to see what's out there. Who are these coaches that are coaching these feeder schools and what have you?
Right.
Because it is
now,
all about.
There's a place now. That's a place you can make it free. Like
which part?
You could have like a coach's clinic and make it free. People will come. The coaches will come to that.
For okay. sure.
Yeah, that's a little different than the mom not, you know, going to make dinner rather than bring them to the, you know, thing. That works. I've done that. I've done okay. all sorts of free stuff like that.
I've done a clinic too, Jason, and I even invited the parochial schools that feed into the high school that I went to. Like sometimes those schools are kind of left out a little bit and kind of a sour taste. So I don't know how big your community is. So like I would invite all the Lutheran school coaches and I would invite anybody in regards to community.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, no, sounds good.
And the thing is, here's the funny part is, especially if there's four high schools, invite the other three coaches. Doesn't matter. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right. I mean, come on. The four of us will run this. We'll all sell stuff and, you know, here's what we like and blah, blah, blah. Let all the coaches, the youth coaches will come. They'll all come. It'll be, I mean, it's about teaching the game at that point. So, that's a great thing. The Saturday morning thing, as a head high school coach, especially taking over a program, I would definitely try to do something like that. Where the little guys can look up to the big guys, the little girls can look up to the big girls. That pays as much as any of this other stuff we talked about, I'm telling you. Because then they'll ask mom and dad to go to the games. They'll ask, you know, they'll start following, you know, social media. They'll follow them on Instagram or whatever, look at them. So it's role models. You want role models. And that the sooner you can get that, the better off you'll be, I think.
So you're saying that was more of like a weekly Saturday thing?
Yep. We did it during the season when I was young and had more energy. Yeah. We do it post or pre-practice. I think we did it.
Yeah. You just provide donuts for your girls to stay and some OJ and there
yep.
you go.
Yep. And then they run a little station. Right. The girls are there, you know, and you can do it. It's not against anything.
True story. That was the reason I got into coaching was Saturday morning basketball and helping all I can. That was my passion. I learned on to be a teacher and a coach from helping my high school coach at that point. I'm like, this is cool. This is what I want to do the rest of life. You know, you might get more girls that want to help out in your program or help coach a team and all that stuff. Like it's only going to create benefits in your program. It's not going to hinder anything.
Right. And the thing is, it's legal. It's not like, I don't know what your state rules are as far as contact, but it's basically, you can count it as part of your practice if you need to. You know, you can have contact during the season with your players. So
yeah,
you're not breaking any rules. I'll check that. I don't know the rules for all 50 states, but I know in our state that's legal.
All right. Yeah, I may have some restrictions. I remember AD mentioning no contact until those eighth graders graduate. That may have been his own personal.
It might be because it's weird because I can have contact. I can literally have contact with any one of – I could coach – like coach my son when he's coming up and he just graduated or just, he's a senior. So I can coach anybody until they literally walk into the high school as a freshman. Like yep. I could coach them all summer, their eighth grade year and it's legal. But as soon as they walk in, then poof, I fall under our state association. And then there's all sorts of rules. So gotcha. Every state has different rules with that. But during season I can coach my guys as much as I want during the season, as long as I give them a day to rest.
I definitely like that. Having the players put on our shoes for a little bit, working.
Yeah, do it in the summer. Like I use my guys. I don't know. I'm not sure summer camp's going to happen this summer, but
yeah.
My guys work my camp. Like they come in June, end of June, and they're working, you know, then all the kids see them. It's great. I mean, I used to think that we got more out of it as far as what we do kind of stuff. We don't. We don't get much out of that. What do you think, Jake? I always used to think, oh, we'll try running our offense at camp.
No, seriously, summer's so useless for high school basketball. You know, the best thing is for them is skill development. But, yeah, that's a whole other topic.
That is. We could do a podcast on that, Jake.
We've done a podcast on that like 3 times.
So bad, especially when the weather gets warm. It's like, oh, they'd rather go hang out at the pool. Yeah, won't blame them.
They hate us.
They do. All right, what else, guys? Anything else? I'm gonna go eat lunch. What time is it?
Yeah, that's a good idea. I'm good. Yeah, I'm back on the clock in a little bit.
That's so. All right. Jake and I are coming back on at 9 o'clock. If you think of anything else tonight.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, thanks, right, guys. Yep. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Yep. Thanks. We'll do it again.
All right, bye.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Hey, everybody. I hope you enjoyed that podcast. Make sure you subscribe and like. Make sure you leave a review down below. We really do appreciate those no matter where you listen. Go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. I know you want to become a better basketball coach. And again, if you're maybe you're done with podcasts, you're going shopping now, go down and click on our Amazon link and do some shopping. We would really appreciate that. All right. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.